Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, we'll get to a football today momentarily, and then back to the Lions top of the hour. But Rico, you have something you want to talk about here. I'm excited to hear this.
Well, it goes back to what I said last week. It's getting more and more difficult to really get into the college sports thing. So, okay, you know what? I'm going to go to the spring game. I go to MSU spring game. Let's watch. Maybe being in that atmosphere, I'll get the love coming back. But then the whole time I'm driving up there, I'm just like, you know what? If I was Coach Smith, if I was any coach, I wouldn't have a spring game because exactly what? Once you have the game, all you're doing is highlighting your players, and then they go and hit the portal. Guess what happened today?
Dude, I made the joke Friday.
MSU players start hitting the portal, including Antonio Gates Jr., that you did make the joke.
It was like, flipping. I had no inside info.
And now he jumps into the portal. It makes it difficult because you don't even know who's there, who wants to be there, who's going to get angry at the last second and just decide, I'm going into the portal. Are you going into the portal for more money, or do you just not like your playing time? Did you not like the fact that Nick Marsh, the freshman, went out there and just kind of tore things up and you saw your life flashing before your eyes? So I'm just going to leave. I'm not going to try to work hard to get back on the field.
Combined with State acquiring a player who's now in his third school in 2 years.
Yes.
What?
Because people are like, well, you know, you just got somebody out the portal. I'm like, you can't get happy when you get somebody out the portal because he may not even be here come the summertime.
Look what just happened to Colorado. 5-star player, played as a freshman. Hey, he's transferring and throwing shade at Deion, which, by the way, I can't tell you I'm mad about. I think what it attacks, the point of you bringing this up, no, it isn't this deal of, well, I used to go to the spring game and now I didn't know it was on, which is actually true. It's what we've taken away is the ability to talk about next season. The summers used to be filled with possibility. It used to be filled with conversation. You can't have that now. Like, spring wraps. Like, Rico told me a story of a player, David, and I'm not even going to say the kid's name. Don't know who he is. He could deliver a pizza to my house. I wouldn't know who he is. But he's a player for Michigan State who was all bleeped off because he lost his starting job. Now, the way I view the world, oh, you lost your starting job in spring ball. All right. How much film's the other guy watching? Watch more. What's he putting, how much work's that cat putting in the weight room? Mm-hmm. With his diet? What's he doing with his body? Outwork him. Better reps, better practice days, better weeks. Summer ball comes around, win your job back. Or you're one play away from getting your job back. Instead, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
How can I possibly take any of it seriously?
Mike, let me give you the other side of that coin.
I didn't want to say the kid's name because I didn't know if it was for air. And I don't know who the hell he is. No,
it's not. Not
he's not
yet,
a pimple on an elephant's ass. I don't know who this kid is.
I don't think technically he's hit the portal yet, but he's probably going to end up in the portal pretty soon. But then there was the flip side. I'm sitting there watching the game. And I think the freshman receiver, Nick Marsh, finishes with 3 catches, 100 yards, and a touchdown. And the whole time I'm thinking, yeah, you know what? It's now Georgia going to come in here and say, you know, you're a 6'4 receiver. We can use somebody like you down in the SEC. You couldn't even get excited about, okay, look what's coming this upcoming year. Because the whole time he's playing, I'm thinking, what team is he going to end up with? Is this going to be the next Keon Coleman? Is he going to move on and do this? It makes it very difficult to get excited about your team.
No, it makes, I'll take it a step further for me. Not you, me. It makes it difficult to care. Yeah. I just don't care. They've basically over the last 3, 4, 5 years, you want to say since COVID, we could play that game too. Because every decision they've made is torn apart the sport I loved.
Because now, Mike, really?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Talk to me in week five, because this means you can't redshirt and just sit.
Like, can't hit portal, can't redshirt. Right. Okay, it's October. Right. I get to actually maybe know who's on my team.
October 1st, and now I can sit here and get excited and say, well, these guys are going
to
play.
Think about this, too, and I'm not claiming to be locked in on U of M's football team either. Is the quarterback even on the roster? They're not seriously going to go with Pete Orgy or whatever the hell his name is, are they?
Look, Vegas is saying they're over-under is 9.5 games.
How? Okay, first of all, how do you bet a win total you don't know who's going to be on the team? Don't do that.
And, hey, right now Orgy is the guy, but they also said we could go a two-quarterback system. We'll figure it out later. You also have Tuttle, the Indiana transfer who didn't play because he was injured.
Just give me the under.
They really, what, they had 5 quarterbacks. Now, you know what they say if you got 2 quarterbacks? They got 5. So.
No, but David, do you understand, like, what you're hearing from Rico?
Oh, yeah.
This is a guy, it is stunning to hear him going the way of me. That's problematic.
Because here's the thing.
A hero has fallen.
After the spring game.
This is like when Harvey Dent turned evil. This is really tough.
And look, I don't know. You know, Marsh is a fine young man. He could be there, you know, for 3 years and go to pro. But it's just in the back of my mind.
You can't invest.
I can't sit here and get excited about the future and saying that, man, they got something here. This kid is going to just tear it up because
I think what
if
I
he
hate-
does... He's going
to
be gone.
What I hate most is that you're walking on eggshells to a point. And yes. I don't care. We could be doing this show in Knoxville. We could be doing this show in Lubbock, Texas. We could be doing this show in Baton Rouge. It doesn't matter where you are. You're constantly in a state of don't know if guy will be here next week. I think about like when we watch professional teams, I don't care about anything beyond the year, but at least I know Amik Robinson has signed with the Lions. I'm going to see Amik Robinson during this season.
Right.
You don't get that with college sports anymore. It's really stupid.
I'm glad you said that, because the way my mind did, I had to look back to make sure I remember correctly. But you would have never seen a Mario Manningham stay at Michigan as a freshman when he's sitting behind Avant and he's sitting behind Breston. No way in the world. Someone would have come snatched him away.
First of all. I owe Mario Manningham one of the great catches in Super Bowl history that brought the Giants a title. Quality young man.
But the days of waiting for the guy.
No, we had the same conversation where if you're an MSU fan, you look at a guy like Jeremy Langford, who played corner. Who
How about
played
Tony Lippett?
Wide
How about
receiver.
Aaron Burbridge?
Right, but then all of a sudden, in that Rose Bowl year, there's Jeremy Langford leading the team rushing, and it's like, where'd he come from? He would have left. Like I said, Lippitt, a lot of folks wouldn't have stayed that long. They would have just said, peace out, I'm going here.
Look, into Michigan's credit, let me be positive about something. Look, I hate their guts and they're cheating scumbags. However, what they were able to unlock and what Harbaugh deserves credit for, that's a group of kids that loved each other, loved playing for the school, and they kept them together. Yeah. Somehow they were in that culty bubble where no one decided to bail.
You lost a quarterback and a tight end, and that was it.
Right, but as a fan, you could invest in your team. It's very rare. I don't think you'll see another team like it.
Right. The fact that, you know, all jokes aside, Donovan Edwards stayed, even though he knew, you know what, Blake Corum is ahead of me. I could go and rush for any other team and be the starter. He stuck around, and you know what, we're going to share the ball.
Yeah, it reminded me, different sport, different era, but it reminded me what Florida basketball did. When they went back-to-back and everybody could have went to the NBA, they said, no, we want to do this again because they loved each other. They loved playing there.
And they also knew the opponent's sets.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.